Welcome to the Information Security Forum podcast. I'm Tavia Gilbert, and I'm here with Steve Durbin, ISF Managing Director. Today, Steve is going to provide his insight on building cybersecurity into the mergers and acquisition process. Verizon's recent delay of its Yahoo transaction demonstrates that companies are waking up to the downsides of poor security profiles and taking cyber incidents more seriously in their merger and acquisition deals. Yahoo disclosed two massive data breaches while acquisition by Verizon was being negotiated, which resulted in cutting approximately $350 million off the price. Steve, should an acquiring company wrestle with another company's cybersecurity profile as part of the deal discussion?
It's an interesting point, Tavia, and I think one that very many more acquirers and indeed sellers of businesses will be getting into in the coming months and indeed years. And the reason I say that is that increasingly, of course, the value of a company is based on a number of different constituent parts. But the piece that is probably becoming the biggest and indeed the most difficult to get your arms around is that of the data that the organization is holding. Now, we can describe that as mission-critical information assets. We can describe it as public information. Actually, it's probably bigger than that. It is really everything about an organization and the way that that organization goes about doing its business, that if you're looking at acquiring an enterprise of any shape or size, you will want to understand better going forward. And the Yahoo example that you give probably serves to focus people's minds because the number is just so big.
It's massive, staggering.
Yeah, absolutely, in terms of how much the reduction was. But I think that we can also talk about these things in isolation, if you like. The reality is that trying to get a grasp on the cyber profile of an organization is extremely difficult. And I think that traditional mergers and acquisitions, and I've undertaken a number of those in my past, have tended to focus very much more on what I would call tangibles. You know, can you actually kick the tires, for instance, on what it is that you're buying? You can look at audit reports. You can reassure yourself that compliance has been followed. Once we get into the world of data and the integrity of data, particularly in some of the instances that relate to Yahoo, of course, it becomes very much more difficult on both sides of the fence, to be fair, to really provide a solid view of exactly what it is that you're buying. And that's a challenge that M&A professionals will need to address and overcome in the future.
You know, it's interesting to me. We've talked before about companies needing to get up to speed about their own cyber world, their own data. And to be an appropriate company to even consider being purchased, you would have to have this insight into your company. So where companies may have dragged their feet in the past, if they ever want to grow to the point of being desirable, they really must have this inventory. You can't be in an acquisition process and have none of this information available. You really need to know what your company landscape is before someone will even be interested in acquiring you. Is that fair to say?
I think if we look at the psychology of acquisition, why do people buy companies? Normally, it's because you're either trying to increase your channel, you're trying to add something to your portfolio, whether that be product or whether it be people-based skills. Now, none of those immediately perhaps translate into data and integrity of data, and therein lies the challenge. I do think, though, that increasingly, and legislation is starting to help this, acquiring an organization will require quite a solid review of the way in which that organization has handled risk, has handled data integrity. And certainly from an information security standpoint, the good news is that there are tools and approaches out there that allow you to demonstrate very clearly that you do understand where your mission critical assets sit. You are able to demonstrate very clearly how you have gone about protecting that information at all different stages of its information lifecycle. And that includes whether it's stored in-house, whether it's stored in the cloud, for instance, or indeed stored with third parties for a variety of different reasons. And I think those are the sorts of things that M&A professionals will necessarily need to be turning their attention to, in addition, of course, to everything else that they need to look at when they're acquiring a company. But certainly, I think that if you're looking to achieve a speedy sale, my advice would be to get all of those things lined up beforehand so that it does become something of a box-ticking process, because these are not easy things to get involved in and just to fix if you haven't done that groundwork beforehand.
You know, every time we meet, you reinforce to me that this cannot be an afterthought for a company. It has to be at the forefront of their thinking and their culture. And there are so many ways that they'll be left behind if they're not putting it in its proper place of priority. Are you suggesting, actually, that a company can build cybersecurity right into that merger and acquisition process?
I think certainly if I were looking to take a company to the market, actually, whether it is for sale, for merger, or indeed even just to launch it on one of the exchanges, I would want to be able to demonstrate clearly to my stakeholders, my potential buyer or customers, certainly, existing shareholders, and indeed, of course, client base, that I had taken all reasonable steps to ensure the integrity of the information within my organization, that I was compliant with all of the legislation that was relevant. That's easier said than done these days if you happen to operate across multiple jurisdictions. But I think most important thing I would want to be able to point to is that I had a solid risk assessment process that really did allow me to articulate clearly that I had considered the ongoing different threats that were out there to my organization, that I had assessed the importance of them, that I had put in place mitigating processes for the day should they actually occur and happen, and that I was regularly updating that and could point to these things. That for me, I think, is probably as far as you can go, because the reality is that none of us can guard against a breach or an attack 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're trying to demonstrate is that you've established good practice across your organization, that you have a plan in place to implement, and that you also have a plan in place to recover come the day that there is an attack of some shape or form that impacts the organization. And that, I think, is really what M&A professionals ought to be looking for, just to reassure themselves on some of these intangibles.
So it's not enough to just be compliant with the current regulations, because regulations are perhaps not keeping pace with the actual need in the day-to-day running of a business. One must be compliant with regulations. And then, as you're saying, also have a comprehensive plan for best case scenario, worst case scenario. There's a lot more that needs to be done than just adhering to current regulation. Is that true?
I always describe compliance as a necessary evil, but it's a bit like driving a car using only the rearview mirror. And the reason I say that is that, that legislation very often is based on what has gone before. So it's backward looking. And unfortunately, cyber moves very, very quickly in a forward looking perspective. Trying to anticipate some of these things is the real challenge for organizations. Compliance won't help you get there. Compliance will help you meet the bare minimum. So when we talk about things like trying to anticipate threats, trying to anticipate their impact, trying to anticipate, therefore, how you might respond, this takes us into the realms of things like incident management planning, business continuity planning, areas that yes, of course, have some relationship to compliance, but are a little bit beyond that. So you are looking forwards in terms of the way that you're driving the car, not just looking where you've just been.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me. This is great information for companies that want to move forward with confidence and with certainty as they're pursuing these new acquisitions. Not so fast. There's clearly a case to be made for cyber checks and balances in this type of deal making, and it demonstrates just how security is being integrated across the enterprise. For more information on how to ensure a successful M&A deal with cybersecurity, part of the process, please visit www.securityforum.org.